Zechanishmas Avi Moriakov and Yisrael Pinchas, Zechanishmas Daniel Shena, Master Yeshua Falak. Okay, good morning, everybody. Has everyone got in with the new number for today? I don't know if this is going to be a permanent new number or a temporary new number. Your guess is as good as mine. So just stay tuned and we'll let you know. Okay, what I'd like everyone to turn today is the Shchirus for Kablonis Packet Base. Shchirus for Kablonis Packet Base. Okay, one of the beautiful tshuvas that I like to learn, you know, the Litva Shevelt doesn't use the Sefer so much, and more in the Hungarian Hasidic Shevelt, this is a very popular Sefer. It's called the Shut Marshag of Shimon Greenfield, who was a Talmud of the Maram Shik, and Maram Shik was a Talmud of the Chasam Sofer. And it's a fascinating Sefer, and you should use it as often as you can. Okay, it's all a very fascinating tshuva. So let's just review what we discussed last week. And okay, we welcome Ruby Colbury, who's the debut this year. So we welcome him. He's a very important person in our shir last year, and you know, he's always welcome to be an important person, you know, in our shir in all times. You know, I don't know how things work during COVID, you know, but these are the things. Okay, but he's a very important asset to our learning. Okay, so what did we mention? We said like this. If you have a job to be done, you need a house to be built, right? And you're paying the person for the job, right? You're not paying him per day, per hour. You're paying him for the job. You build me the house, I'll give you X amount of dollars. So then, so that's called kablonis. And schir yom is when you're saying that do this work for me and I'm going to pay you $20 per hour or $20 per day. So schir yom is clearly aser because if he's working for you on Shabbos, then you know, then he's a tamir lakum. However, kablonis really should be permissible, because kablonis, even though he might be working on Shabbos, but that's his choice. In other words, he's doing it. They already made the contract. They already made the deal, and now he has to get the job done. So he's doing it for himself. He was offered the money, and now he's doing it for himself to get the money. So then he could choose to do it whenever he wants. However, there is a din that if the kablonis is tochatchum and it's on something that's you know, mechuber lekaka, and it's tochatchum and it's going to be obvious that he's doing it for you, so even though technically it should be okay, but since there is a concept of people are going to confuse it with a schir yom. They're not going to know the difference. So they made a gzeira that kablonis is aser in the tchum, because people will come and see it and say, oh, this guy's a schir yom. And therefore, and schir yom is clearly aser, because then you're paying him for an hour and he's working on Shabbos, etc. Okay. So in the Shut Marshag, he has here on page 2, says kibalti mechtov adam rishlo shel esek lisrof levenim and nitzrachim lebinyonim. In other words, his job is to make bricks. Right, that's your job, to make bricks that they're going to be put into a house. Hashem minig b'melacha kazu shekol apolim ba'oski b'melacha mekabim tzcharam brach b'kablonis. In other words, in this industry of making bricks, people are played by kablonis. In other words, I'm asking you to make me 1,000 bricks, and you're going to get paid a certain amount, and that's it. Tiny, we call Elef, or May, Elevain, Shosin, the Sarfins, Chum Yadua. Whereas for every 1,000 bricks that are going to be produced, or 100, it's going to pay a certain amount. So these people don't want to do it unless they're going to be allowed to work on Shabbos. These workers don't want to do it. Because, you know, like a lot of cases, people have other jobs to do. So if you're not going to let me work on Saturday, So I don't want to take your job because I'll get another job where I can work, you know, then. So the question is, so are you allowed to let the goyim work on Shabbos or not? So, Nu, what would you say? If they would come to you, what would you say?
Everyone knows that they only do it by kablonos and that they only want to work on Shabbos, then there shouldn't be a problem with Ma'asayin. If everyone knows that, it was their decision.
Yeah, there was, everyone knows it's kablonos. So that's the question. If everyone knows something, does that make a difference? Or do we say Chazal made a gzeira that you can't do kablonos because it'll make a mistake with Schir Yom. So that's the question.
They were speaking about it's my factory, it's a Jew's factory, it's a Jew's oven, Jew's product.
Yeah.
So that's not a bigger problem.
So you're saying that should be a bigger problem, that it's known to be a Jew, but maybe if it's known to be the kablonis.
This is clay.
Right, but kablonis really should be mutter. It's just a gzeira atu skir yom.
But he's also benefiting. It's a business deal that he's benefiting from
Shabbos.
It's not just a house.
Right, but the question is it anything to do with Shabbos per se? He chooses to do it on Shabbos.
The bricks don't have a tag that says they're Jewish. Nobody knows that this is a Jewish brick.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see. So first he says, page 2, when you're building something. In other words, bricks are tolosh l'tzorach mechuber. In other words, say the job is to make bricks or to smooth pieces of wood that are going to be put into the building. The manya ruyim l'shokam b'binyan gam b'kablonos aser. It was chor that's aser even b'kablonos. The loker Rabbeinu Tam. There was Rabbeinu Tam's opinion. There's a Tosis and Avodah Zarah Chaf Aleph, which we'll get to Bez Hashem eventually. But Tosis and Avodah Zarah Chaf Aleph quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, what you were saying, Ezra, that if it's before some, that this is always done by Kablonos, so then there's no going to be Mar Sayin that it's a Schir Yom, because no one does this by Schir Yom. That's the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. But not everyone agrees to Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion, if it's before some, that this is done by Kablonos. Everyone knows who builds a house, who makes the bricks. The job is normally done as a lump sum deal of a job, and you pay him for the whole job. So that was Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Therefore, he holds its mutter, Rabbeinu Tam. But he says that the others disagree. Because Mokom Hatam Hu Bishum Sharoa Yomar Schire Yom Ninu. Right? The reason is. So Rabbeinu Tam says, but if people are going to know that it's not Schir Yom, I mean, if people realize that this is always done by Kabbalanis, so then it'll be okay, according to Rabbeinu Tam. He says, the man Yeruim Meshakim bringing Rabbi Kabbalanis also don't care about Tam, because Mokam Hatam who Mishum Sharo Yomer Schiri Yom Nidu. For Inyan shall Sreifas Vasias Levanim, Levi Hayadua Ein Osim Molochazu Meshum Mokam Olidei Poli Schiri Yom. The man Yev Shar Klal Asas Molochazu Olidei Schiri Yom, May Atamim Shakosim Malas Kvoto Rasso. Near the Yish Lahatir Bekablanis. Shubdulosayach can mars ayin, Sharo yomer skir yom the new canal, came in Shain Osim Lokazu Klal all day skir yom. So he's saying that what? That Kablanis is aser, he says normally, Lesate Tzavonim is aser. Not like Rabbeinu Tam who says it's mutter. Because Mokam Atam hu Mishom Shaharoa Yomar Schiri Yom. In other words, the Tam Isser is that there's a chashash of that people will say it's Schiri Yom. Who combined Eif Shar Klal Asas Molochus Volde Schiri Yom. So what is he saying over here? He's saying, is he making a chiluk between, in other words, this malacha is normally done al yidei a kablanis, not al yidei eschir yom? Well, he's saying over here it's even better because it's impossible to do it al yidei eschir yom. So what I mean, b'shas, the mutal hachshir sode, Afon gav sha'akum yavod bo b'shabes, shum tkeven da derech letita marisus, haro yom marisa arisus ha'kovid, huadin b'zeh. V'em shulchan aruch, da'af de brecha tzrechaim, also the haskir, miko mokom b'mokom sha'derech l'haskir, ol oses arisus brecha tzrechaim, mudu l'haskir, umino huadin b'mlechas ha'siyas levenim, da'minu hu rak, la'asaz m'lochazu b'kabladis, gam kin yesh l'hatir. So what is he saying here? He's saying that maybe if the minig is to always do it as kablanus, so then there's no chashash. But the question is, isn't that that's the machlokes of the Rabbeinu Tam and the other Rishonim? Because he starts off saying, "Ki l'dayk the yesh mokum l'hatir and he the kaim lan the melachas mechuber afilu the tzarach mechuber kol l'sati tavonim the shopei etzim gam bekablonus aser." As Rabbeinu Tam says, you can build a house bekablonus, right? Because that's what it's normally built bekablonus. So there's no gezeira. But the Shulchan Aruch says not that way. So, is he saying that even if you hold like, even if you don't paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam has the kula. But he's saying, well, we don't paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. So then why is he trying to say, therefore, it's mutter? Is he saying that there are different levels? That if something is normally done by kablonos, but it could be done in a different way, so then, okay, that's the Machlokas Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. But it's not the question of how it's normally done, it's like, it's almost impossible. Kimat yefshar klal asos melachazu al yedei schir yom. I don't know why, he doesn't tell you why. He's saying that, in other words, maybe there are cases that even Rabbeinu Tam, even if you don't hold like Rabbeinu Tam, it's, and who's Mekel, maybe that's only when it's more of a problem, different levels of probability of whether they're doing it Schirium. It's hard to... He says, in other words, he first off says that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold like Rabbeinu Tam. Shulchan Aruch says that so if you look for a second, let me see if it's in the packet here. Yeah, give me a second. Let me just get a Gemara on Avodah Zarah. One second. If you have a Gemara, I'm sorry, it's in the future packet, but if you want to look on for a second, on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis in Masechta Avodah Zarah, he says, Pasuk Rabbeinu Tam Malachim Shem, the Omer Arisa Marisusuka Ovid, Tocha Chitir Li Yisrael, Shanosin Beisul, Lasosu Bekablonus, Livnos Baafil Beshabbos. He says that someone would have built his house. He built this house on Shabbos. He built his house on Shabbos. He says that's mutter.
Is this general contractor a Jewish fellow, the Oman, and his Payalim are dying?
Not necessarily. In other words,
because that's my life.
Yeah. Okay. No. So that's he's. Let's assume he's a guy. In other words, the I want a house to be built for me. I'm a yid, and I hire a guy to do it for me. Kavchom nami dahashta risu. Yeah. So he says. That he's that Kablonis is mutter. Kablonis is mutter. Yeah, because the Gemara says, yeah. Sadeh with Chum. Because if you give a guy to your field to work on Shabbos. So people are going to say that he's doing it for his own profit. So Schir Yom is also Kablonis is Mutter. So Rabbeinu Tam says, if Kablonis is Mutter, so you can build a house on Shabbos with Kablonis. But he says that he says Mikol Mokom Hatam Hu Mishum Na Roa Yomer Schiri Yom Nenu Aval Inyan Shal Shreifas Vasiyas Levanim Levanim Vifi Hayadua Ein Osi Malacha Zu Mishum Mokom Al Dei Poli Schiri Yom Kaman Yev Shar Klal Lasas Malacha Zu Al Dei Schiri Yom Yatomim Nirish Yishlahate Bekablonis. So even if you don't hold from Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam is matir. Let's say it like this: Rabbeinu Tam is matir to build a house for Kablonis. Okay, he's matir to build a house for Kablonis. But he says that if everyone knows, and the other sheet is no, we aser to build a house for Kablonis because people are going to think it was a Schir Yom. So he says, well, maybe if it's known, that, there was, it seems like he's saying, it's Rabbeinu Tam Matir's Bekablonis. But we don't pass like Rabbeinu Tam. In other words, Kabbalah should be mutter because he's doing it for himself. If he's doing it, as we said, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, we said last week, that if you're a Kabbalah, so Bela, we already made the price, so you're working for yourself, so you can work on Shabbos. But then there's an Indian of Marisayan, so the question is, does it apply if everyone knows that this malacha is not done necessarily through Schira Yom? It's always done through Kablanus. So maybe there's no Marisayan. So he says, Mishum the lo shaykh kan Marisayan sharo yom Schira Yom ninu kanal. Kevin she'ein osi malacha zu klal like they Schira Yom, kumo damrin b'shas, the mutter lahachshir sada afogav sha'akum yavod ba b'shabbos mishum dekeimet aderech lachatem b'arisus haro yom arisa rususu ka'ovid. So he says, so something that's normally done only on the day kablonus maybe is mutter. Right, so that's the first far. That everyone knows it's done by Kablanus. So then maybe you could do it on Shabbos. But then he says, Nira the Mikom Mokim Ein Hate in the Minuku al Pi Haro Vafrat by Yars Kudos, Livnos Kolabatim Rakal de Uman by Kablanus, Im Kain Neymar Gamkin the Mutul Hanichas Uman Livnos Otan by Shabbos, Kain the Shaykh Bisman Zechashasha Roim, Shemus Hiri Yom Ninu. The shiny bebinion, the Afghan bezmana zed, and he had derech levnosim of the umen kabbalim, mikomokom of umen kabbalim enu bona baatzmo. And the socha lo polum schiriyom kayadua. And he may she yiresh a bonim basabais, bishabis fishel as a poil habone, yoshiv lo shu ovid baad schar hapula, kahu kahliom. The cave is a cane, shapir yeshmokom lomar, the balabais maatzo socher so the schiriyom. You see, what if like this? What if you get the general contractor? You hire a guy. And he said, this one guy, he says, build me a house. I'm giving you $500,000. Build me a house. Okay? So that's Kablonis. But now, the guy who is now in charge to build the house, he's what is he going to hire? He's not going to build. When you're hired to build a house, you don't build the house yourself. Then you get... You hire workers, right, to work for you. In other words, there's the first guy is the Yisrael, right, and then is the Goyisha contractor, and then the Goyisha contractor is what? He hires non-Jewish workers to work for him. In other words, the chief guy is hiring workers, but those workers are Schir Yom. In other words, the main contractor is getting hired to what?
Getting a flat fee.
And he's right. And the other people are working on a Schir Yom. So he says that if the whole thing was Kablanus, then maybe there's a svar to say that there's no Marisayan anymore. But here, it's not... It's the first person's Kablanus, the main contractor, he's the Kablan, but everyone else is Schir Yom for him. So then ultimately, maybe you're considered Schir Yom for the original Balabais. So he says, Nira, the Mikom Mokom Ein Lahater, isn't it? The Minuhu Al Pi Harov, Befrat Be Arios Gedolos, Livnos Kol Habatim, Rachel de Uman Bekablonis, and came name Gam came to Mutul Aniach as a Uman, Livnos also Beshabs, came in Lushaikh Bismanazah, Hashash, Rome, Shoim, Shishir Yom Ninu, the Shani Bibinian Daf Gam Bismanazah, and he the Haderach Livnosim of the Uman Kablon, become Mokab Uman Kablon in Ubodabatsmo. Right? The contractor is not building himself. El Socherlo, he's the Jew is hiring him, and then he's hiring his own workers. And those workers are Schir Yom. He came, Misha Yerisha Bonim was Abayis B'Shabbos. So if a person sees that this house is being built on Shabbos, V'Shoel HaSapol HaBona, and he's going to ask the guy, what's going on? Yashiv Loshu Oved Ba'ad Schar Pa'ula. Kach V'Kach L'Yom, that he's a Schir Yom. V'Kim Shekin Shabbat Yesh Mokom Lomar, that Balabayis Ma'atzmo Sachar Osol L'Schir Yom, V'Shalem L'Pulosu B'Chol Yom, the Ovid al Yodub Shabbos, the Malia Bais Malia Umar Kablan. Kumoshal Fiyah. In other words, because bottom line is he's doing it for the Jew. Kumoshal Fiyah Emma Sachar so Umar Kablan, Kachyokal, Vios Shoro, Habal Bais Matsmo Valnil, Srefas Levonim, Fiyah Diosi Enshum Echad, Afilme Apollo Tanim Shayavo, Beschirs Yobrak. He says Kablonis has to be pure Kablonis. In other words, so that means I hire the general contractor, and then the general contractor is hiring workers, but those workers also have to be Kablonis. So then you could say that it's okay. In a case where there's no Chashash Marasayim, because everyone's doing it Kablonis. But if I hire a worker, the Kablonus, to do the main contract, and he hires people to work for him, who are going to be the builders, and they're being paid by the hour or by the day, then he thinks there's no head to that. Then it's a Schir Yom Mamish. In other words, but if the first guy is a Kablon, and then his workers are also Kablons, then there's and then there still could be a Shail of Marasayin, so then you could say, Bismanazem, maybe there's no Marasayin. But if the first guy, the major contractor, is a Kablan, I mean, he's getting paid for the job done, and then he hires his workers to actually do the building, and they're Schir Yom, so he says, then you have to view the case as a Mamish Schir Yom case, and then there's no Heter. But he says, by making the bricks, everyone is a Kablan. The person, I go to a person's, I call him up, make me 1,000 bricks, then he calls his workers and they make the 1,000 bricks. And those workers are also paid by Kablonis. So then there's what to say that it's mutter. Okay, I got it on page 3. Shapir nira lohatir mishum de'en kam malocha b'schiris yom klal. V'zer nira li svar nechon l'chalik. So that's the first thing he says. So that's his word. In other words, you have to have pure kablonis. Each step of the way, the first work is a kablon, the first person you're hiring is a kablon, and then the second person, and the other workers are kablonis. They're being paid for the job, not for the hour. So then you could say, the only problem is Marasayan, and maybe that then doesn't apply Bismanazah. And then the only question he says is, what about people that are coming from other places where they do have the... In other words, maybe in this community we always do it Bekablonis, but maybe someone's going to come from someplace else and in his place it's not Bekablonis. So maybe there would be Marasayan. So he says... Apparently, the bricks were always made by Kablonis. The minig is in all cases. Lasos rakal yidei tashlumi kablonis. Imkein nira vade dein lochos shema bebedina cheres osim oso hadei skiriyom ba ofen shenochos loorchem misham. He says if it's in a different country, a different, you know, you don't have to worry that in England maybe they do it differently. As long as in this locale they always do it with kablanos, then it's okay. So that's his yisod. In other words, he'll be matir something b'kablonus in a situation where every step of the way in that location, it's all kablonus, and the minig is to do it that way b'kablonus.
Hello.
So that's what he says. Then he says, maybe there's another svara of, in other words, kablonis is really mutter, but then there's also mishum marasayin. So he says maybe marasayin won't apply if everyone does it in that way. But he says that you have to make sure that all the people involved are kablonim. In other words, it can't be that the general contractor is a kablon, but then the people who are working for him are skir yom. That's not gonna be good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why would it be so mafia in this case? It's almost like a grumma on a Marsayin case. So it's already Marsayin is the rabbanon.
Marsayin is the rabbanon.
And then it's like a grumma on that case. It's not.
What do you mean grumma?
You're hiring
a guy, Kablanis. In other words, it's a Marasayan on a Drabonin.
He's
saying.
It's
a Marasayan on a Drabonin, not a Grum. In other words, a guy doing Malacha for me on Shabbos, our Pipashtus is only a Drabonin. So here, he's not really doing it for me, he's doing it for himself because it's Kablanis. But people might think that he's doing it for me because he's they'll think maybe he's a Sker Yeoman and not a Kablan. So therefore they asked it. But they only asked it if he's a Kablan. He's saying maybe if it's known that he's not a Sker Yeoman because people normally do this through Kablanus, so they won't make the Marasayin. But you're right. In other words, we're making a din. We're making a din of Marasayin on Amir Lakum. Amir Lakum itself is only a Darabonon, but we're doing a Marasayin on a Darabon. So you're saying, well, you know, usually we have a concept of like Shvus to Shvus or you know, trade Darabonon and. So that's what you're asking. But apparently, the assumption is that that even on a Darabanan, there's a concept of Marasayin. In other words, the Gemara made that the din, that if it's Tochat Chum and things like that, so we have a din of Marasayin. So apparently, Marasayin is when you learn one day, when you come to Smicha and you learn Yeridea, there's a whole discussion about Marasayin by the Rabbanans. But, ostensibly, you're right.
Are there other examples, Rabbi, of the Rabbanans that we have Marasayin in Marasayin?
Yeah, say, for example, you have chicken, and the Shulchan Aruch says, and almond milk. So it looks like real milk, but it's not really milk. But chicken is only drabanan, so would they ask Mishum Marasayin to have the chalav shkedim? So that's a discussion in the Shulchan Aruch. So if you look for a second in the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Here, take a look at the Shulchan Aruch Harav on page 21. He says, "Mitzas mekalmos nogim heter shakal sochrim nochrim bekablonis." There's the community hires goyim bekablonis lifnos hazevel min harachov. They hire people that if there's the animals make the dung that's in the street, they should clean it up. So they're hired to clean up the streets. And that's their job, to clean up the streets. So nochri osalats mo feel b'shabbos, v'ein choshen l'mar sayin. Isn't that because, and what's the limit z'chus? V'yesh l'mdu alem z'chus, l'fi shekvar nisparsem hadova, sh'derech liskor nochri b'kablonis. Since it's known that it's the derech is to hire a nochri b'kablonis, l'fanos hazevel, that he's not a scher yom, im kein, ein kan chashash marasayin. And he says, mitam ze yesh lahatir lanich lanochrim livnos beis haknesses b'shabbos. Say you want to build a shul. There's a famous shul in Manhattan that, I don't want to mention names and mention rabbanim, but it was built, part of it at least was built on Shabbos. A famous Orthodox shul that was built on Shabbos. In the middle of Manhattan. And they got a heter. Why? So here he says, because they needed a heter because it was a big hefsed. Because they had to move into their new from their old shul into the new shul. And if it wasn't going to be done on Shabbos, Yontif, whatever, it was going to be, they'd still have to be paying money towards the other building, so they needed to move out. So they needed to... So he says, well, if it was a makom that, and everyone knows that it was done by kablanis. For all they skira yom, k'moshe brov ha'makomisha adrichal avado hu akablan, v'um nehosei melachos shtafim skira yom, sham yesh chashash maranai. But he says, for all they skira yom, k'moshe brov ha'makomisha. You see, some places only the main guy is the Kabbalan and the umnim are skira yom. So there's Mar Sayin. But if you're in a community where the derech of the whole thing is Kablonus, so then it would be perhaps okay. But he says, Mikom mokom ein lahatir el b'shas hadchak. Only b'shas hadchak. Why? Because sheyesh chashash shema yitzbatel b'hemshach zman binyan beis haknesses. Machmas rishos hanochrim. Because maybe because if the goyim, they're not going to be happy. If they're not going to get the work done as soon as they can, they're going to stop the job. So b'shas hadchak, the Alter Rebbe is saying this is it's quoted from the Magen Avraham. One day we'll do the Magen Avraham inside. He says that you can be mekel because the minhag hamedina is to always do this b'kablonis. So, but he says you shouldn't.
Our minhag is get paid by the day in Manhattan.
One second. Well, shalom b'shas hadchak ein lahatir. Why? Because it's chil Hashem ein anochrim sheheim ein amenichim l'shum adam lasos melachim b'farhesim b'yom edam. He says it's a chil Hashem because the goyim would never let, on their holidays, they would never let this happen. So how could we be more makel on our holidays than they're on their holidays? So that's a chil Hashem. Anu manichim lasos melachim b'shabbos b'shuleinu b'farhesya. So he says that therefore it's a shayla v'chil Hashem. So only b'shas hadchak is it mutter. V'al kibud harachov. But if you're hired to clean up the streets, ain't a nikra al shem Yisrael kol kaf ve'im bo chil Hashem. because everyone knows the shul, they know this is a Jewish institution. Somebody's cleaning the snow or cleaning the dog, you know, the dog feces or whatever, that's, it's not known that this is a molacha done for a Jew. Who knows who owns the dog? But if there's no specific minhag, in other words, if the minhag is clear to do it, you know, bekablonus, so then there's what to be makel. But if there's no specific minhag, then you shouldn't be makel even by cleaning up the rechov bekablonus, because we still might have a chashash atus chir yom. But if it's clear that this is a Jewish institution and you're building a shul on Shabbos, so if you're in a place where it's clear that people are getting, everyone knows that people, it's kaplonis, so you can do it on Shabbos, but he says you only do it b'shas harkak because it's a chil Hashem to allow it, because the goyim won't let their churches be built on their holidays. So then certainly we shouldn't let our shuls be built. We can't, if we're showing that we're more lax about our religion than they are, that could be a chil Hashem. Yeah, but Rameir, what do you say? Yeah, what did you say?
All construction workers are spare yaymen.
Yeah, okay, so he's talking about where they weren't.
No, you mentioned the shul in Manhattan. That we used.
Oh, yeah, yeah, so the shul in Manhattan.
Yeah, but the difference is that the workers are schir yom, but you never, the person who's doing the building doesn't pay schir yom. He pays for the job. The workers who are working happen to be paid schir yom, but...
Yeah, but if we say before that everyone has to be a koblen, then in a chanami, unless I never looked into to see what the situation was. I just heard superficially about this particular shul and this particular situation. But in a chanami, if you're saying that the workers are that, then it would be another shaila. Then it would be more a serious issue. Because then it's really schir yom. Unless you have to see, if we have to find out if there are any poskim that are makel on, as long as the uman harashi is a kablan, and even if that. But from what we've seen so far in the marshag and in the Alter Rebbe, everyone has to be a kablan for it to be mutter. So we'll see more about this Bez Hashem next week. Okay, we're going to stop here for now. I have to go. So Bez Hashem tomorrow, even though it's a holiday, we'll have a shir from 11 to 12. Okay, is that works? You know, Pesachim, yeah. But this is what we did today. Is a very the tshuva of the Marshag and the Alter Rebbe about the idea of when something is Kablan versus Schir Yom, does it have to be every step of the way has to be a Kablan according to the Marshag and the Alter Rebbe? Okay, let me say hello to everyone. Ezra Hagler, good morning. Yehuda Shitris, good morning. Yitzchok, Benjamin Haberman, and Yoni Moisey, Akiva Papas, Avishai Samoa, and Yosef Katan, and Natan Bauer, how are you? And Rav Meir, and Rav Daniel Albert, and Moshe Carroll, and Yitzchak Carroll, and Ilan Sasson, and Michael Malul, how are you? How is it in Montreal? The weather's okay?
It's getting a little bit colder.
Getting a little colder, yeah?
Yeah.
Avram Levitz, Shlita, and Roy. Roy Hertzfeld. How is it in Washington? You're in Washington, D.C., right?
Yeah, it's beautiful here today.
Yeah? Okay. And, okay, do you see the president ever once in a while?
Yeah, we have dinner every night. No.
And Akiva, Yosef Katan, Daniel Albert, Jacob Silberger, Moshe Carroll, Ezra Hagler, as well as Rameer. Okay.